Blog Talk Radio.
Edition called Thursday Evening. I'll be your host by name, your seer, Israel, O.C. Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery of the Bible, part number 78. There's another live broadcast. Remember, this is called Thursday Night, special edition Thursday Evening. Remember, the Sabbath day is this time tomorrow night, so you know one thing about it, City Radio. We got to line up with some dust, says Yahuwah. If you want the Almighty to intervene, you got to play it by His rules. Remember, He said over there in the fourth chapter, 19:21 of Matthew, He says, follow Him. So that's the key right there, City Radio. Just follow Him. That's all you got to do. That means whatever you think you're doing, look in that book and see, do it line up what you're doing in that book, and that's it. All right, let's go see who's on stage for tonight's episode, part number 78. And who we see on stage tonight is the Young Lion. So we'll go grab it. I got a memo. Mr. Kills will be a few minutes late coming into the network, so I guess we'll get something going on until we see Iota coming in. He'll tell y'all about the broadcast, but right now we're going to go find the Young Lion. Brother Micaiah Israel, one of the teachers out of Camp One, we'll bring him in. We'll get something going on until tell you about the broadcast. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahdab Judah, one of the teachers out of Camp One. Yahuwah bless you, C. Roy.
Yahuwah bless you, of C. Roy. To Israel, of C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, there, Brother Micaiah. Well, we might as well get something going on until Iota come on the network. He said, remember, he'd be a few minutes late. So we might as well take a little peep at a few things and get it all warmed up till he comes. So, and then when the rest of those that are going to be on stage come on stage, and we'll bring them in as they unfold themselves. But we'll get something going on. How about a little Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Micaiah, let's see if we can get something going on.
Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
And we have to believe that the righteous spirit will teach you. But the righteous spirit made a profound statement that we got to read in Wisdom of Solomon 1 through 5. Solomon was told in the Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1 through 5, something about this righteous spirit, that how this righteous spirit going to operate and how it's not going to operate in the Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1 through 5, Brother Micaiah Israel. Let's see what we can get out of that. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1 reads, love righteousness, judges of the earth, think of Yahuwah with a good mind, and in simplicity of mind seek him. Verse 2, for he will be found of them that tempt him not, and show himself unto such as do not distrust him. Verse 3, for four thoughts separate from Yahuwah and his power when it is tried. Reprove the unwise. Verse 4, for into a malicious person wisdom shall not enter, nor dwell in the body that is subject unto sin. For the righteous spirit of discipline will flee deceit and remove from thoughts that are without understanding, and will not abide when unrighteousness come in.
Mm-hmm. So we got to be clear about, we got to be clear that the right spirit, see, let me piece up there for a minute. Let's run to Proverbs 28, verse 26. Let me see if I tie that in before I said, start saying, do you see? Let's go to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. What does that say, Brother Micaiah?
Okay. Book of Proverbs. Chapter 28, verse 26. Book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 26. Verse 26 reads, he that trusteth in his own mind is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered.
And that big talk is there, Brother Micaiah. So he's saying now, see, if you trust in your own mind, see, when you start trusting your own mind, you know, and that's what we do. See, we got to trust in the scriptures, not our own. Read that again. That's a big verse there, Brother Micaiah. I got to talk about that again. Proverbs 28, verse 26, say what?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 26. 26 reads, he that trusts in his own mind is a fool, but whoso walks wisely, he shall be delivered.
You see that? So if you trust in your own mind, the book says you a fool. Because Yahuwah got this thing already laid out for you. He got it laid out. So understand one thing. If you got it laid out, don't trust in your own mind. Matter of fact, let's precept that. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3, 1 down to verse 5. Let's precept that. So he's trying to tell you to, for the Almighty to intervene with you, don't trust in your own mind. I mean, it might sound real good in your own mind on what you think you get ready to do biblically, but if that's the case, hold off on that, and see, do the Bible support what you're saying? And if the Bible support what your mind is telling you, then right on. But if it don't, back away from it. The precept that the Proverbs 3, 1 down to verse 5. And we see the elder finally came to the room, so we are bringing in and let you know we bring this broadcast, but we off and running big time. Proverbs 3, 1 down to verse 5. Come on.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 down to 5. Verse 1 reads, my son, my daughter, forget not my Torah instruction, but let your mind keep my Torah instruction. First five books of the Bible. Verse 2. For length of day and long life, in peace that not mercy, in truth, forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the tablet, the table of your mind. Verse 4. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of Yahuwah and man. Verse 5. Trust in Yahuwah with all your mind, and lean not unto your own understanding.
See, that's a big talk with that. So he's trying to tell you, listen, if you want me to intervene, stop making all these decisions, you know, just because you heard something. You will be like the Bereans in the 17th chapter, verse number 11. You go search the scriptures to see what your mind has said to you. And if the scripture bear witness to it, then keep it moving. See? All right, good enough. What we're going to do is bring our elder in. He came to the room now. So we'll go find our elder and bring him in there, Brother McKay. And he'll tell you all about the broadcast. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Chills, Yahqua bid you see you right.
And Yahqua bless you, see as well. See you well. Hallelujah. Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua, the elder. Well, all I know one thing, all the international countries have logged into the broadcast, and we got a blank on how many is in the room, totally. But one thing we do know, everybody going to play their role. And we just got to play our, but we got to find out what is our role. So you might well take your time and bring the mass and audience know what time it is. And Brother GL will say, I'll be in the room just to hear you finish talking. Then I got to get on down the road myself. So, all right, so you're on the clock for whatever the Almighty done put on you for the top part of this best edition called Thursday Evening, take number 78. Mr. Tips, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahqua bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for listening to our live broadcast of Yahqua's ministry. Now, it's come to my attention, we are working very hard to bring this word unto you. And, you know, currently I'm a little depressed at seeing different things that's happening. We're given rules and regulations in order to abide by legally. And this is not just us, but everyone. In this country of the U.S., United States of America, we're granted what we call free will. And that free will extends to freedom of speech and freedom of religion. Don't forget that. They bring it to your attention. You have to bring it to theirs. Freedom of speech and freedom of religion. So people can practice what they want to, and they can say things as long as it don't impede your personality or subdue you as a person. But you still allow that freedom of speech applied to you by the Commerce Commission. You know, the Commerce Commission is one of them. Even the president had to be slightly spanked a few years ago by an action called Watergate. You know, and a Commerce Commission, they even got more restrictions to allow freedom of speech and being able to speak that, which you know is to be right. Well, it really bothers me to see that some people are bothered by this broadcast, that it makes them skirmish under the truth. They said, if you speak the truth, it shall set you free. But we say that speaking the truth not only sets you free, it also sets fear in those that establish these rules. You see the Ku Klux Klan. They walk around, and they have freedom of speech, but they have hoods over their head to hide who they are. Think about that. They walk through the streets and rally through the black neighborhoods. I think you remember the time when they did walk through the black neighborhoods, the Ku Klux Klan. Freedom of speech. Who protected them? It was the police. They walked side by side with them to make sure they were able to speak their piece and then move off. What happened to freedom of religion? When we try to speak that, they want to push the button. They want to say, back off. Don't tell people the truth. Don't let them hear what they should hear. We want them to continue to listen to our abbreviated lies. Well, that's where we put our foot in. This is where we're here to help guide you through all these dark times of disbelief, bad teachings, and Christianity. And this is why I always say we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahqua's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And I guess what's causing most of this problem is that, first of all, we bring you Yahuwah's word, connecting the books. We even speak of your health and foods you should eat and keeping the Sabbath days and much more. And we do this because you all have came to seek this information and have to look no further. You have now found it in the voices of the true Israelites. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday, the current time starting 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter tribeyada.com. Right under the big lion, after you click enter, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7. And verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindreds, other people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto Yahuwah glory, do unto his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. On this note, I remember one time a man of wisdom asked me, Mr. Elder Tibbs, do you know what tithes, offering, and alms mean? We had a discussion of that. I said, yes, I do. I can explain it, and I did. Well, let's discuss this verse. I said, which one is that? It says Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. Okay, what does that say? Verse number 3. There can be no good come to him that is always corrupt and evil, nor to him that giveth no alms. Okay, that made sense to me. So I'm already willing to give to Yahuwah, because we have to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is also greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are written in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For our live program, this is featured as available only during live broadcast time. To get there, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is Tribe. That spelling is T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject, answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international phone number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling that number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Another note, I would imagine, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you can tell during my opening announcement, he is very busy with the WCC, the New York station Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, even with restrictions. My, my. In addition to that, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. The program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. At that time, you can choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now doing the normal Blog Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group. African American, just once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding as shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. But you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when we're given the scriptures to speak by the seer, pay attention, be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we're on an international live broadcast. We do not want to do the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, for Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all covenants of churches of the saints. So we must keep these scriptures in mind, because we will find out others are keeping the scriptures in mind also. Their scriptures are called deceptive tactics. So I would suggest keep your Bibles open so we can rehearse the righteous act, the words of Yahuwah, the tactics that's going to lead you on that pathway to righteousness. So we will pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, that's excellent on your part. And that's what it's all about. One thing about it, we're here to enlighten the people of the book. Once we, remember, all nations stick together, but they stick together according to what you once did, but you've been divided now, and what we trying to do is bring you back on. Matter of fact, Mr. give me a verse there, Elder. Give me a verse over there in Nehemiah 2, verse 10. And we'll get back to what we own. But in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 10 there, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, what did that verse say? Because see, once we get the six anointed camps to understand something, you got a job to do. And once you start doing your job, as it is written. But look what he got written in Nehemiah 2, verse 10. Hey, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, what that say in Nehemiah 2, verse 10? What that say, Elder?
Okay. Looking in the book of Nehemiah. Chapter 2, looking at verse number 10. Verse number 10 says, when Sanballat, the Horonite, Tobiah, the servant, and the Ammonite heard of it, grieveth them exceedingly that there was to come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel, family.
So you know what it is. The world, I mean, you know, those that they grieve that it's a ministry now is seeking the welfare of the children of Israel, which is the children of the book. They not only still know the book, they are not only children of the book. Anyone more, give me 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Not only is the children of the book, but there's something else. In 1 Thessalonians 5:5, not only is the children of the book, they also the children of something else. In 1 Thessalonians 5:5 says what? What say they ever?
1 Thessalonians 5:5 says, "You are all children of the light, and all the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness."
So that hide behind the curtain, behind some darkness, and don't turn on nothing. No. If you're children of the light, you gotta let your light shine. And that's why they did it over there. And that's why Zechariah was, and that's why he knew they were the children of the light, Brother Micaiah. In the book of Luke, so that's the reason why he was in a hurry to get to a such place to do something, because he knew in a little while the children of the light was on their way. So let's see what he was doing that we can read. So once you know you're children of the light, that means someone gonna step up to the plate, and in order they gonna do some things that we can read. And Luke 1, let's see what's going on that we can read in 8. Luke 1:8. What it read there, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Luke 1:8. Verse 8 reads, "And it came to pass that while order of his court."
Mm-hmm. And what was he doing in verse 9?
"According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of Yahuwah."
So that's order. So he was doing order. So he was the priest, and he knew the order was to get there to that dark facility and get everything going, get some burning going on, get some candles lit and everything going on, because he knew the children of the light was going to come to the temple on the top part of the Sabbath day. You know, so he knew that. So he was in there getting the light. He knew there wasn't going to be, he knew they wasn't going to be doing the 12:3 of Ecclesiastes. See, he knew they were going to be doing, Brother Micaiah, 12:3. So he said, as his custom was, his office, that Yahuwah in order of a court, of his courts. So he knew it wasn't going to be nobody being a 12:3 in the book called Ecclesiastes, not the regular book. What does that say, Brother Micaiah Israel?
The book of Ecclesiastes, 12:3. Verse 3 reads, "And the day when the keepers of the temple shall tremble, and the strong man shall bow themselves, and the grinders, those that look out of the windows, be darkened."
See that? "And those that look out the windows be darkness." So if you're children of the light, you got to come to the light. You can't sit there and peep behind the curtain on the Sabbath day and top part of the bottom of the Sabbath day. You got to come out behind that curtain. You got to get you some Zephaniah 2:1 going on with you. What is it saying, Zephaniah 2:1 there, Brother Micaiah?
Okay. Going to the book of Zephaniah. Picking it up at verse 1. The book of Zephaniah, 2:1. Verse 1 reads, "Gather yourselves together, O nation, not desire.
Mm-hmm. So he's telling the nation to gather themselves together. Now, David, Mr. Tibbs, in 7:3:17, now this man going to be king for Israel. He's going to be king over Israel forever. Yeah. And let's find out something that he did. So if anybody thinks they're going to be greater than King David, let's see how David, did he gather himself together in 7:3:17? What did he do that we can read in the book of Psalms there? Mr. Tim, what did he do in 7:3:17 on that gather yourself together? What did he do?
Okay, in the book of Psalms, chapter 73, looking at verse number 17. 17 says, until I went into the sanctuary of the Yahweh, then I understood I therein.
Mm-hmm. So when David left his facility, he went to the temple of Yahweh. That's when he understood. So that's when you're going to understand what to do once you find out that you're in order. When it comes down to the Sabbath day, you have to leave where you're at and get around anointed leadership, and that's when you're going to start understanding what to do with no problem. Now, Brother Micaiah, let's see, what did he say? Now, you read Proverbs 28:26, you read Proverbs 3:1-5, but now let's go to Proverbs chapter 14:6-9. See, sometimes, you know, your lesson is dictated according to whatever to be put on the table. That's why you drop a Luke 12:12 on the table. Let me tell you something. All the way we're going, Yahweh going to intervene. We already see the wrongdoers. They doing their thing in grand style. They was made to do their thing. Anything they can slow the process down, they're going to do it. So expect that. But expect you sooner or later to recognize if you want to put the stop, the brakes on it, you got to come back to what we can read. And look what it says that we can read in Proverbs 14:6-9.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verses 6-9. Verse 6 reads, a scorner seek wisdom and find it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understand. Verse 7. Go from the presence of a foolish man or woman when you perceive not in him the lips of knowledge. Verse 8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Verse 9. Fools make a mark at sin, but among the righteous, there is favor.
Yeah, that's a big verse. What you said fools do again in verse 9? What do fools
verse
do?
Verse 9. Fools make a mark at sin, but among the righteous, there is favor.
Oh. So when you're sinning, you're what? What that book say you are sinning?
A fool.
Let me get one more on that. In Proverbs 24:7, and Elder Steele's having me Proverbs chapter 4:1-5-7 waiting on me. Proverbs chapter 4:1-5-7 there, Elder. But let me give me one more. Let me give me one more on that. Brother Micaiah. That was a heavy statement you just made. Let's see what it says in 24:7.
Okay. Book of Proverbs, chapter 24:7. 7 reads, wisdom is too high for a fool. He opened not his mouth in the gate.
And pretty simple. precept about something you said about that sin thing, and what is the biblical definition of sin in 3:3-4 of 1 John? What is the biblical Bible definition of sin? I see the memo you got here. Sierra, what about the current event that's going on today? Well, you don't want to say that you get a straight call from God. Why you asking me that question? Go ahead, what you reading?
Book of 1 John, chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3 reads, "And every man that hath this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure." Verse 4, "Whosoever commits sin transgress also the Torah instruction," the first five books of the Bible. "For sin is the transgression of the Torah instruction," the first five books of the Bible.
Sin is the breaking of the first five books. So that's what sin is. Sin is the breaking of the first five books. That's what sin is. Now, the wise man in the world said, Elder, let me see the wise man in the world in the fourth chapter of Proverbs 1, 2, 5, and 7. What does it say?
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse number 1, 2, 5, and 7. Verse number 1 says, "Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. 2. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law." Verse number 5. "Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." Verse number 7. "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all my getting, get understanding."
So otherwise, make sure you get understanding. He said, with all that you get, make sure you understand. Make sure you just ain't a parakeet. Just repeat things. Make sure you hear, you get understanding. See, that's why we got the six locations. And to see, reading is fundamental, but getting an understanding, it's a whole different thing. Because we know a plenty that will read. They'll read up some stuff. But they don't get to understand it. And what's going to happen, they refuse to sit down and say, well, I really don't understand. I'm looking at this thing one way. And I want to make sure that I'm right. I know I'm reading it, but is I'm reading it right? See, this is what messes up. We will be a powerful, Bible thumper, but we don't have the wisdom part of it. And see, we'll give you that if you humble yourself with the right spirit, and we will give you the wisdom to understand what you read. Because we know you read, but you have to understand what you're reading. We got this memo, but we got a lot of memos, really. The president of the Southern Baptist Church, he had lucky. This is tied in with the Latter-day Saints and saying that President Russell M. Nelson, do you know he's a former heart surgeon? And he's 97 years old now. He's a former heart surgeon. But right now, he is God's representative on earth. So what you're saying, he'll knock the poke out the way. That's what you're saying. So he'll knock the poke out the way. here, would you touch on a current event? Let's see, would it be anything different from our spiritual leader on current events that are going on now? Well, I'm going to tell you something. If we get an opportunity, we will touch on current events maybe in this lesson. I don't know. It all depends on one thing, if we led to do that. But I tell you what I will talk about. I will talk about what we can read and see what you think about this right here. And Elder Mr. Tipp, I want to know what do you think about this 31 verse 23 of Psalms? What do you think about this? Latter-day Saints, the WCC, what do you think about this verse right here in Psalms 31 verse number 23? Let's see what this say here. What does it say, Elder?
Hey, in the book of Psalms, chapter 31, verse number 23. Verse number 23 says, O love the Yahuwah, all ye his saints, for the Yahuwah preserveth the faithful and the plentiful, rewardeth the proud doer.
So he's telling all you saints to love some Yahuwah. That's what he's saying, all you saints. He said, all you saints, love some Yahuwah. That's what David's saying. All you saints, love some Yahuwah. Now, who do you think he's talking about that we can read? Elder? Let's run to 148, verse 14. Let's see if we put a name on Psalms 148, 14. We're going to find out about these saints. See, it's some rules that got to be laid out in order. We probably might catch on a little prophecy, but we'll see how you adjust to it if we decide to do talk about it. If the Spirit of Yahuwah said talk on a little prophecy, we'll do it. We don't run away from nothing. So what you reading, Elder?
Psalms chapter 148, verse number 14 says, he also exalteth the horns of his people, the praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Yahuwah.
You better praise Yahuwah, for the saints and the children of Israel. See, when you read the Bible, when you read about the saints in the Bible, it is the children of Israel. And not only that, Brother Micaiah, the children of Israel got some Numbers 16, verse 3 working with them too. But see, once they recognize they got some Numbers 16, verse 3. Brother Micaiah, let's talk about these things that if they praise them Yahuwah, then they'll be what, according to the heavenly tablets of Numbers 16, verse 3.
The book of Numbers, chapter 16, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said to them, you take too much upon you, since all the congregation are right, every one of them. And Yahuwah is among them. Wherefore then lift you up yourselves above the congregation of Yahuwah.
They call themselves back in Numbers 16, verse 3? So they had a name on themselves then. What was their name again in that last verse?
Above the congregation of Yahuwah.
Uh-huh. Let's precept that to 20 verse 3. And let's find out what was the congregation of Yahuwah yet that we can read in Numbers 20 verse 3. What were the congregation of Yahuwah that we can read in 20 verse number 3?
Okay. Well, the book of Numbers, chapter 20, reading verse 3. Verse 3 reads, and the people charged with chosen Moses and spake, saying, would Yahweh that we had died when our brethren died before Yahweh. Verse 4. And
Let me back up, because I know my heat coming up, but I thought it would come a little quicker than that. Let me back up in this book and take a little peep at something and see exactly what's gonna happen here, because I want to hear you come a little quicker than that. But I guess you're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right in verse number 4. Okay, good. Read verse 3 again, but let me be quiet and let this thing unfold itself. 3 and verse 4. Listen to it real good in 3 and verse 4.
Okay. The book of Numbers, chapter 20, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3 reads, and the people chose with Moses and spake, saying, would Yahweh that we had died when our brethren died before Yahweh. Verse 4. And why have you brought up the congregation of Yahweh into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there?
What is your name? What did he say there? Wait a minute. Hold on. I got happy already, Micaiah. What did he say? They knew their name, and they said there was a who and well. What they say? Who and well. We got the book. Maybe can be pulled up a little bit later on. The Book of Thomas, verse 3. Book of Thomas tells us some good stuff in verse 3. I don't know, look clearly, if you can put the Book of Thomas, verse 3. Brother Micaiah can put the Book of Thomas, verse 3. But it's a profound statement in there. I hate to blow what it says, but it makes a profound statement in the Book of Thomas, verse 3. I know I hear you a lot of days saying that's not canon. I know what you're saying, but you're the same one say when I'm gonna talk on some current events. I get on some current events if it unfolds itself just right. I get into the current event. But what we just found out here, that this is a big verse here, Brother Micaiah. They were talking to Moses. The people were talking to Moses, and they say they are who? In verse 4?
The book of Numbers, chapter 20, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, and why have you brought up the congregation of Yahweh into this wilderness?
Ain't that something. You mean the congregation of Yahweh was in the wilderness? Okay, then if we fast forward this verse right here, I mean with the precept, if we just fast forward, then you know how to deal with this word just by fast forwarding your verse. Brother Micaiah, see, this is a game changer. Now, if you're able to do this, he'll give you the spirit, but the spirit got to be right. And with that understanding, the congregation of Yahweh was in the wilderness, then all I want you to do is read this verse exactly where you see it in 7:38, and then we can say, my. So in 7:38 there, Brother Micaiah, you know, just flat out read the way you see it, and we'll drop the dramatics on it. So if you go to 7:38, well, what we just got to read now, the heavenly tablets. Now we fast forward this Bible to 7:38, and what do it say in Acts 7:38?
Book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 38. Verse 38 reads, this is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the ministering spirit, which spake to him in the Mount Sinai and with our father, who received the living oracle to give unto us.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Brother Micaiah. Verse 38 says, what does it say in two lines?
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 38. Verse 38 reads, this is he that was in the church in the wilderness.
So now if you're being like a Berean, you're going to search the scripture and see this word church. It means, when you see the word church, what do it mean if you precept your Bible back to the book of Numbers? So when you see the word church in the Bible anywhere, if you can get your hand on 20 verse 4, it'll give you the definition of the word church, and they ain't going to be able to get Monday. But you got to make sure you got the scripture to back it up, because you see in Acts 5:38 it says church in the wilderness. But when you read the heavenly tablets, it tells you what in verse 4, 20 verse 4 Numbers?
The book of Numbers, chapter 20, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, and why have you brought up the congregation of Yahweh into this wilderness?
So when we see the word church, what do the word church mean according to 20 verse 4? Now, Brother Micaiah, this is a national audience everywhere. So identify what do the word church means according to 20 verse 4. When you see the word church in your Bible, what are you supposed to say in 20 verse 4 that we all can read together?
The congregation of Yahweh.
The congregation of Yahweh. That is the definition of the word church. Church is polluted for the congregation of Yahweh that was in the wilderness. There is the theory. So what we're going to do, we'll see if we can all go back to the stage. The box there, I've been lit and the curtain half went up. So I think we bring in Camp 4. I think we bring in Princess Leora Israel. Let's see, can we bring Campo in on the stage for the ninth episode, part number 78? So when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Princess Leora Israel, tribal Yahdog Judah, Campo, Yahqua beat you, see royal.
Yahqua bless you, see Israel, see royal. Hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua. All right, excellent. All right, so now we find out that Camp 4, what do the Bible tell us in the book of Deuteronomy 12:28? What do the Bible tell us in 12:28 of Deuteronomy? That we can read. What do it say?
Deuteronomy 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever.
Read that again.
Deuteronomy 12, verse 28. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever, when thou dost that which is good and right in the sight of Yahweh, thy Yahweh.
So, Campo, Leo, what is good and right in the sight of Yahweh. Let's run to Romans chapter 7, verse 1 and 10. We'll make it 1 and 20. What is good in the sight of the mighty Yahweh? In Romans chapter 7, verse 1, and skip down to verse number 12. What does it say?
Romans 7, verse 1. Now ye not, brethren, know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the Torah instruction, how that the Torah instruction have dominion over a man as long as he liveth.
Verse 12.
Wherefore, the Torah instruction is righteous, and the commandment righteous, just and good.
So he says in Deuteronomy 12:28, observe and hear all the words which I command thee forever. So now he's letting you know what's good. Now we got to find out what's righteous. So what's righteous there that we can read in 119, 144, 142, 144? What's righteous that we can read? A princess out of Camp O. What can we read that's righteous that we can read in Psalms 119, 142, and 144? Come on.
Oh. Psalms 119, 142.
Yes, what can we read?
And it reads, Psalms 119, 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy Torah instructions is the truth. 144. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live.
That's excellent. All right, we're going to go back to the stage and see who is speaking. We are trying with the DT, Israel. Let's see if we bring on the stage for the top part of this. This is called First Evening. Let's see if we find Sister DT and bring on stage for tape number 78. So when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Sister DT, Israel, travel young God Judah. I'll be with you there, Sister DT, Israel. Sister DT, Israel. What you saying? What you said, we gonna nuke her. Loud day, son. All righty. Well, let's go back to the net now. So we found out now when you address these peoples of the book, called the children of Israel, you address them according to their biblical. See, once you start putting their biblical names in, then the Almighty Yahweh will start making a profound move once we start putting, when we read verses and we understand now when we see the word church, it's polluted for the whole congregation of Yahweh. That's who the church is polluted. But you got to have the scripture to back it up. Because if you say this and you ain't got no 20 verse 4, you'll be laughed and scorned because the Catholic Church, the WCC World Council of Churches is going to laugh you to scorn. So you got to make sure you got some of the word. Don't be a parakeet. That's what we're saying. Don't just parakeet what you hear and you ain't got nothing to back it up when you say it. Make sure you can back up what you're saying. And so Elmer's tales, because we got to stop being at Jeremiah 7, verse 8. What does it say we can read in Jeremiah 7, verse 8? So certain things we got to stop. What you say in Jeremiah 7, verse 8? What does it say there, Elmer, we can read?
Okay. Let me get to Jeremiah. Book of Jeremiah. Chapter 7. Verse number 8 says, "Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit."
So what do we do, Elder? According to verse number Jeremiah 7, verse 8, what do we do that we can read?
Trust in lying words that cannot profit.
You see, that's what we do. That's what we do. We trust in lying words. And when you precept that in Psalms 58, verse 3, what are you trying to say? Psalms 58, verse 3, what are you saying? He's saying, listen, you people, children of the book, the children of Israel, he said, you know what your problem is? You trust in lying words. And that's what you do. Now we're going to precept that to 58 verse 3 of Psalms. Hey, hold on, what it say?
Psalms chapter 58 verse number 3 says, "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies."
What? What did you say again? Read that again, El.
They go. It's verse number 8. "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray soon as they be born, speaking lies."
So until them come out crying, they come out lying. When you pat the wicked on his bottom side, until them crying, he'll come out lying. He's all, Here, another wicked seed coming out. The wicked come out of the womb line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that must mean it's already embedded in them. They ain't taught to be a liar. Mm-hmm. They come out of the womb line.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading? Hey, yo, is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah.
That's what it's saying.
You spank the bottom of three, four licks and get them to start crying. No, he ain't got to do that. It was just when the wicked come out, he come out lying. He'll come out lying all over the book. And we show you one, the biggest lie that he ever did. And we going back to the, we're going back and find out some of the greatest lies he ever did that we're going to read. But we got to go back to the stage and see if we bring in Mother D.F. Israel. I don't know. Is this Mother Z? What? Let me see what's going on. Let's just see what's going on right here. Mother Z? Who got the microphone going on right now here?
Mother Z.
Hallelujah. Why, Mother Z? All right. Oh, okay. Well, you warming up. Get ready to give your great announcement for the national audience coming up shortly. Is that right, Mother?
Yes, Mother E here too.
Oh, okay. All right, Mother E. All right, Mother E. Excellent. And Mother E. Whether you get to hear Mother E, we might as well take a look at some. If you're there, Mother E. Let's see, can we get us a verse and find out some things we need to know in St. John chapter 10, verse 1, 2. Skip down to verse 7. Skip down to verse 9. It's 11 and 27. Mother E, what do it say in St. John 10, verse 1, 2, verse number 7, 9, 11, and 27. What to say that we can read there, Mother E? You on the clock, come on.
Okay. Book of St. John, 10.
St. John chapter 10, verse 1, 2, 7, 9, 11, and 27.
Yes, ma'am. St. John chapter 10, verse 1. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up from other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Verse 2. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Verse 7. Then said Yahweh the Son unto them again, truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man or woman enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 11.
Hold that part. Hold that part, mother. Hold that part. Now, mother, now you're dropping haymakers down. Now, you made some profound statement. Now, you know where I came at that getaway. It says here that he letting you know that I'm the way. So if you're in these doors, it ain't but one way to come. That's what he trying to tell you. He said, I'm the way. That's what he made making it plain to you. He said, if you come up any other way, you're a thief and a robber. We might have 10 and 11. We might have dropped 10 and then he, listen. So he's telling you, you can bump your gums all you want them, but I'm the way. If you try it any other way than where I got on the table, you're a thief and a robber. What does it say in verse 10 and 11?
Okay. Verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
My sheep hear my voice. That's a big talk. Now that's a big verse now. So how do his sheep hear his voice? And we know clearly where he at right now. Where is he at right now that we can read? Campbell, Princess, where is Yahweh at now that we can read? We're going to the book of Second Peter. We want to find out where is he at and how is we going to hear his voice. Go on to the second book of Peter. I don't know how we're going to hear his name, but make it the first book of Peter. Yeah. Francis, Leora, what it says in the last verse in the third chapter, chapter 3, verse number 22. See, what can we read where he is right now and how are we going to hear his voice in 3:22? How can we hear his voice there, Francis? Come on.
Second book of Peter?
We'll make it first book of Peter. Chapter 3, verse 22. We won't know where he at right now. So where is he at right now that we can read in 3:22. Where is he at right now that we can read in 1 Peter 3:22? Where he at?
1 Peter 3:22. And it reads, who is gone into heaven and who is on the right hand of Yahweh? Ministering spirits and authorities and powers being made subject unto him.
Well, you saying who, like it's a question instead of a statement. You're reading it as a question, but really that's a statement. They tell you a little bit more, but you read it like it was a question. But no, it really is a statement. So read it as it's a statement, not a question. Read that again there. So we got a precept there behind that. Come on, read that again as a statement, not a question.
1 Peter 3:22. Who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of Yahweh the Father? Ministering spirits, authorities, and powers being made subject unto him.
Well, I accept that, but that it could have been a little better, but I accept that. Let's get a precept on that, Francis. Let's run to the 7th chapter. But that could be brought out a little bit more juice to that because is that you know where he is. So we'll make it a little more plainer by going to the 7th chapter of the book of Acts. Let's see what the eyewitness said. Nitty can kind of break it down in 7:55 and 56. Particularly break it down. Acts chapter 7, 55, 56. Particularly a little more plain. Come on, Francis.
Acts 7, verse 55 and 56.
Mm-hmm.
But he being full of the righteous spirit, steadfastly into heaven, and saw the honor of Yahweh the Father and Yahweh the Son on the right hand of Yahweh the Father. Verse 56, and said, behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of Yahweh the Father.
Mm-hmm. Back up to 8, verse 34 of Romans. 8:34 of Romans, what does it say?
Romans. Chapter 8, verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? Is it Yahweh the Son that died? Yeah, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of Yahweh the Father, who also maketh intercession for us.
Much better. That's right. Much better. I can work with that. All right, I can work with that. Oh, let's go back to the stage now and see can we Mother E, what was your role in Mother E? What was your role in Mother E?
I finished reading John.
You read 27, right?
Well, I read it, but I can go back.
Okay, I'll come back and read that 27 one more time, and maybe I need to drop a little preach. I'm going to drop a little preach up in that and see what he's saying. Because he said something. He said some big stuff in 27. So what did he say that we can read?
Okay. Book of John, chapter 10, verse 27. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
That's big talk. Now I recall. So now, How is we going to hear his voice? And we found out right now he's on the right hand of Yahweh the Father. Is that right, Mother E?
Right.
So he's hear heaven. So how do we hear his voice now? How will we hear his voice now? We have to go in the Bible and precept. See, how can we hear his voice now then? They say, my sheep hear my voice. So how can we hear his voice unless you precept your Bible? Let's go to Acts chapter 14. Let's see how can we hear his voice right now on a regular. And all we're going to do that, we got to go and precept the Bible. Let's see, how can we hear his voice right now? We go on to the book of Acts 13. Make it Acts 13, verse 26 and 27. So, Mother E, you know, they said, well, you said, my sheep hears my voice. So, and we know that the children of Israel is really, in that case, the sheep you're talking about. They hear his voice. But how can you hear his voice? Let's see what we can read in the 13th chapter, verse 26 and 27 of the book of Acts.
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 26 and verse 27. Verse 26, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fears Yahweh, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Verse 27. For they that dwell at Yahdah Judah and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voice of the seals, which are read every Sabbath day.
Wait a minute. They knew him not, although the voice of the who was read when? The voice of the who was read when?
The voice of the seer, which readeth every Sabbath day.
Ain't that something? You mean you can hear Yahweh's voice through the seer every Sabbath day? Now look at what the saint said. Seer, would you precept that? Why don't you precept that? Why don't you, 1 verse 70, Luke. You know, the Latter-day Saints, they chunk their brick and hide their hand.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Chunk the brick and hide their hand. A lot of day saints and world councils of churches is tied to the hip on chunking a brick and hiding their hand. So, what was I saying now, mother? What was I saying?
Luke 1, verse. You said Luke 1, verse 70?
Yes, ma'am. What do that say? Because we want to make sure that what we just got through saying, that if you want to hear Yahweh's voice, you got to hear it through the seers. That if you want to hear his voice, now we're going to precept that in 1 verse 70 and see can that validate what we just got through saying. Luke 1 verse 70, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 70. And he speak by the mouth of his righteous seers, which have been that the world begins.
Wait a minute. How do Yahweh speak again now, Mother E?
By the mouth of his righteous seal.
Since when? According to that verse, since when?
Since the world begins.
Since the world begins. So that's how he operates. So that's how he operates. Since the world began, that's how he spoke. So you don't know how he spoke? He's telling you now how he spoke. Since the world began, he spoke through the mouth of his righteous seers since the world began. So now you know how he operates. So if anybody say, well, he said something to me, then wait a minute. you forgot what 1 Samuel 7:15 said. Read that, Mother E. See, sometimes, you know, that's why we have to bring people back to the Bible. You got to lose the bump the gum contest. You got to bring them back to the Bible. So listen what it says in 7:15 of 1 Samuel. See, you have to be able to bring them back to the Bible. Stop trying to win that bump the gum contest. He said, that's why I spoke. Then he had a precept waiting in 7:15 of 1 Samuel. What did it say there, Mother E?
1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 15. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life.
So all the way a seer can be replaced, he got to die. So if the seer is speaking now to you, live and well, how you getting so much revelation from him and the seer supposed to get it first? And that ain't the order on how he elect anybody. And how he elect anybody, we got to go back to the stage and find out how he do any elections. We go and see what the Bible say, how he picks and choose who to do what that we can read. So remember one thing, stop trying to win the bump the gum contest. Let them have the bump the gum contest and go in the Bible and see what the Bible don't line up with that. Because we know one thing, if the seer on place is in place, you can't replace it until he dies. So if he, and then you have somebody warm up to take his place. Going back to the stage and looking for Mother D up Israel and bring in to the stage of take number 78. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, we met Mother E, Mother Z out of Camp 1. Yahweh be with both the mothers E and Z. And now we're going to find Mother D up Israel, tribe of Yada Judah. When you meet the mothers, with a loud voice you say, Mother D up Israel. Yahweh be with you, see right.
Yahweh bless you, sir. Israel, T. Royal, hallelujah, Kwa.
Hallelujah, Kwa. Well, I just heard something that the seer got to be replaced for anybody, and you can't bump him up until he's gone. So you just don't all of a sudden just get something going on because that's not protocol. Now, I want to make sure that that Yahweh's work, he worked through the seer's mouth. Let's go to Acts chapter 3, 18 and 21, and I'll meet you over in the book of Second Chronicles. I'll be just getting warmed up, Mother dear of Israel. I want to make sure on the right side of the book, the same thing, because a lot of times people say, well, you know, that's Old Testament. Okay. Well, we go on to 3, 18 and 21 and see how he operates in the book of Acts. Tell me out there, Mother D of Israel, and I'll be in Second Chronicles waiting on you, 36.
Okay. Acts chapter 3, verse 18 and 21. Verse 18. But those things which Yahweh before has shown by the mouth of all his seers that Yahweh the Son should suffer, he had so fulfilled. Verse 21. Whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which Yahweh has spoken by the mouth of all his righteous seers since the world began.
Oh, yeah? Since the world began, huh? So otherwise, how do Yahweh operate there, our mother, be up Israel? According to what you just got through reading, how do he operate that we can read?
Through the mouth of his righteous seers.
Since when?
Since the world began.
So you can read that. See, you got to make those that talk, that, you know, the big britches talk, you got to make them show me that sounds great, but show me that in the Bible where you is a representative or the Pope is a representative for Yahweh on earth that we can read. I can show you this that we can read, and I can also show you chapter And we're going to look down at verse 12 and 22. Mother, D.F. Israel. See, we can just read and comment after we read something. Huh? What it say in 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 12 and 22?
2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 12 and 22.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good.
2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 12. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, his Yahweh, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the seer, speaking from the mouth of Yahweh.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, mother. Wait a minute. What? You mean the big dignitary didn't do what? What did the big dignitary do?
He didn't humble himself.
Before who?
Before Jeremiah the seer.
And what was Jeremiah speaking smack? What was Jeremiah saying?
Okay. Speaking from the mouth of Yahweh.
Ain't that something? So you see, a lot of things gonna have to change, but it ain't gonna change into the sixth anointed camp to understand that when Yahweh spoke in old times, since the world began, he spoke by the righteous seer since the world began. That's how he operated. And you know, last night left until he don't change. So why do you think everybody got monopoly on your word now? Because is anybody going to give me that? Is anybody out of the six anointed camps can give me the book of Thomas, verse 3? Can anybody find me Thomas, verse 3? I need to have that verse in take number 78. Need to have that verse. Give me verse number 2. I need Thomas, verse number 3. You know, he grabbed it real quick, but that's okay. And
you got it right.
You got me some Thomas verse 3.
The book of Thomas verse 3.
Yeah, bring it up for me real quick.
Okay, the book of Thomas verse 3 reads: "Why the Son said, if those who led you say to you, seek the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known, and you will realize that it is you who are the sons of the living Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you."
He's saying is, when you come to know yourself, you're out of captivity. He said, "Oh, read you." He said, "You don't know who you are. You don't know when you read the word church is polluted for the whole congregation of Yahweh. Once you start knowing what these words mean, then Yahweh got no choice but to intervene. Once you clear who you are the children of the light. You are the children of the book. You are the children of Yahweh. You are the children of Israel. Once you recognize who you are, then you out of poverty. Then you out of captivity. Then Yahweh can fool with you. But long as you don't know who you are, you will never be able to Yahweh to anything. But now he's doing the Hosea 5:15 we're not going to read. He's doing that right now on you. He's watching you. He's saying what you understand, that when I got anything to say, to give to the world today is not with the peoples that is not of the children of Israel, and I'm going to speak first to the seer. Then he's going to take it to the elders. And the elders are going to take it to the fathers. The fathers are going to take it to the mothers. The mothers are going to take their children. Once we got that down pat and ain't fumbling all around with this thing, then we can zero in on the WCC. Then we can zero in on Latter-day Saints and the Catholic establishment, especially that big one out of New York. We can take care of business, but we can't take care of business until you understand the order of the Bible. We can't take care of business until you know how to precept your Bible and know how to get in with no problem, ain't fumbling around. You know what I'm saying? One thing, living now for those that come after you, not yourself. And once you recognize all that, watch the aqua going to intervene. What does it say, Mother, in verse 36? So you got to know who you are. When they ask you who you are, you can't be thumbing all around hollering about, well, I'm African-American, Negro in color. I'm the children of the book.
That's
I'm
right.
A member of a congregation of Yahweh. I got Israel at the end of my name for the blessing. You got to talk that good talk. Sooner or later, you got to have it down pat. Unless you got to find somebody rehearsing with you. You might see your neighbor walking down. Come out of the house. Hey, neighbor, come here, neighbor. What you want with me? Come on, let me put some precept on you, kid. Take a couple hours, let me drop some precept on you. We got to do something to break this trend we got. Because if you don't break it, you will have these same people think they got something coming. And we read, suddenly they are a liar from the womb. They don't come out crying. They come out lying. Just come out lying. Just all in the nature. Just come out lying. Instead of hit him on the butt, and his butt turned more red. You hit the butt, and he started lying some more. See, that's what he do. He was created to be a liar to you. But you don't see it. Come on, Mother. Give me that verse 30. Did you read 22?
No, I didn't read 22.
So what did it say then, Mother? I get happy every now and then. What did it say?
Second Chronicles 36, verse 22. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah the seer might be accomplished, Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he make a proclamation all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying,
Wait a minute now. What you read in verse 22 again? How did it happen in verse 22 again?
Yahweh stirred up the spirit of King Spot.
Okay, but a little higher. But how did, what did Jeremiah do? Let's we're gonna talk about Jeremiah for a minute.
Second Chronicles 22. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished.
Good. Right there. So the word was spoken by the seers. That's how I get. And once we recognize this thing, see, Reyes, all this what he said to me one Wednesday afternoon when I was sitting at my coffee table behind the curtain. No, put that down. You know, he don't work like that. How you gonna bypass all of what he's saying, how the word will be presented to you? And then watch the seer get it, what he got to do with when he get it. See, it's already written exactly how it got to work. You're going to remain in poverty in the brain until you recognize what he got written and what he got written of. Brother Micaiah, in the 16th chapter, verse 14, and 16 and 17 of Numbers. I mean, if you're able to get to these verses, then you tell any of them big dignitaries, what this mean, big dignitary. What do the 11th chapter, verse 14, 16, 17, and 25 mean that we can read? Drop that on there and say, And let them get a reading and read and tell me what that means. What do you mean, Brother Micaiah, young lion?
Okay, the book of Numbers, chapter 11, reading verse 14 down to 16, right?
14, skip down to 16, 17, and 25.
Okay, reading the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 14, 16, 17, and 25. Verse 14 reads, I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. Verse 16, said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know is to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the temple of the congregation, that they may stand there, whom they're with you. Verse 17. And I, Yahweh, will come down and talk with you there. And I, Yahweh, will take of the spirit which is upon you, Moses, and will put it upon them, the 70 elders. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, Moses, that you bear it not yourself alone. Verse 25, and Yahweh came down in the cloud and spake unto him, Moses, and took of the spirit that was upon him, Moses, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, the 70 elders, they prophesied and did not cease.
And what was going on there, Mother E? What was going on in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10? And what was going on in, Brother Micaiah, I meet you over in Ephesians chapter 3. What was going on we can read? Hey, Mother E, what can we read in what was going on when all that was going on that we can read in 1 Corinthians 1, verse number 10?
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. And while they looked steadfast towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel.
Oh, white apparel, good. Now go to 10th chapter. Now go to, with me. Go to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10, one more time.
That's what I just read.
Okay, well, read.
Oh,
read
one more time.
Yeah, okay. Come back to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10, real captain. Look at it, real captain, that mother.
First Corinthians, chapter 1. First Corinthians chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Yahweh the Son, that we all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfect, joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
See that? So you see how you intervene, Yahweh? See, once the same spirit don't feel God, if it trickles down on the six anointing camps, that anyone can just go out in the book with the same spirit, with the same zeal, and take care of business, then Yahweh got no choice. He got to intervene, see, right? But if you're thumbing all over the place and can't find and being a parakeet, just repeating, but then you ain't got nothing to back it up with. See, that's parakeeting. Don't parakeet. If you say something, have the verse to back it up with it if you got to catch your neighbor out the window. Hey, come here, neighbor. What you want with me? Well, come on, let me put some precepts on you so I can stay in fine-tune. See, we got to get it fine-tuned. Then Yahuwah gonna intervene. But one thing he ain't gonna break is his word. He said, when you on one accord, one mind, you all stuff in this book and you'll put yourself as a secondary and you go up for those that coming behind you, you put all your personal beside you. And looking at the youth that's coming behind you, that's why it's so important to understand about the land, school, banquet hall, and a radio station. Because, you know, they do a lot of things, you know, we just be able to deal with it. Because this is the hand of Yahuwah, and it's marvelous in our eyesight, but it's all to tighten you up to let you know we got to get about Yahuwah's business. That's what Yahuwah the Son said. They said, Son, we've been looking for you. He said, why are you looking for me? Don't you know I got to be about Yahuwah's business? Same thing we got to be about, Yahuwah's business, yo. Now, who did he tell all this good stuff to, mother, in verse 2? Now you might just go and knock it out the park in one verse two. You might just knock it out the park. It's on you. Verse two. First Corinthians one verse two. You want to knock out the park, Mother E? You can go ahead.
First Corinthians chapter 1:2. Unto the church polluted for congregation of Israel, 12 tribes of Yahuwah, which is at Corinth. To them that are sanctified in Yahuwah the Son, called to be saints with all that in every place called upon the name of Yahuwah the Son, our Yahuwah, both there and out.
Mm-hmm. But who's he saying that we can read in 148:14? Who's he saying? We don't have to bulldoze and put them in a bearer position in the brain. Who is he saying that we can read in 148:14 of Psalms? Now you knocked out the par with the church, which is the congregation of Yahuwah. Now I'm real happy. But sooner or later we're gonna have to bulldoze some of these old big dignitaries, and so like you got a big organization that's on the network right now called the Latter Day Saints. But then when you go in the Bible in 148:14, it tells us something. What do we say?
Psalms 148:14. He exalted the horns of his people Israel, the 12 tribes, the praises of all his saints, the 12 tribes, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him.
Who was the saints that we read in verse number 1 Corinthians 1:2? Who these saints is?
The 12 tribes of Israel.
Well, and this came from the 10 tribes. Because Paul is going looking for the 10 tribes. So Paul over there looking for the 10 tribes. That's what Paul is looking for. So once we're able to deal with this and we jump down in Corinthians, then we clear that the Corinthians is scattered Israelites of the northern kingdom. So whenever you read out of Corinthians, we still talk about the scattered northern kingdom. So they the saints.
And the
churches, the congregation of Yahuwah. So if we got all this down pat, then Yahuwah got no choice. He got to intervene when we ready to go. See, there's a lot of confusion, and that's why they can say what they say. Now, let me put out, before I get on end time prophecy, Bob Micaiah. I want to take a look at something because, Camphor, give me Nehemiah 2:3 to get warmed up. The book of Nehemiah 2:3. Precious, Leo, give me Give me Nehemiah 2, verse 3. And I'm going to take a look at something. I'm seeing how tied this in. Because the reason why they can say that they are the representative of Jesus Christ, because they leave this out, this part out, and nobody talking about it. But I guess we're going to talk about it. Let's see what it says in Nehemiah 2:3. Coming out of Camp 4. What does it say in Nehemiah 2:3?
Nehemiah. Chapter 3, and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city and the place of my father's sepulchres have waste and the gates thereof are consumed with fire?
Their lives waste. He's the king. I'm in captivity, like we are now. He said, because the burial site of my forefathers and mothers, it lies waste. He said, that will make me sad. See, everybody can claim you, but you, because you, when you go look they dig up the graves. And they don't tell you what they do when they dig up the grave, see, right? Don't you know that for people, 1,000,000,000, you can't find no graves of them? You see? So why do you think you can't find no graves? He's going to tell you why you can't find no graves. He said, the sepulchre, the graves of my forefathers and mothers lies waste. What is he telling you, see, right? So it should make you sad. Every time they go look for somebody of Israelite descent and they find the grave, then we know they was there, but you find the grave and they're not there. You used to find out, well, why they not there? Now, this is where the bosses of the two Israelites come in to show you why they not there. And Jeremiah was speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. Brother Micaiah, we're going to show you that it's ready in writing what they did. And Mother D. of Israel had me first book of Maccabees 3:48 waiting on me. See, we can show you, because our job is to inform the elders the reason why you go look for the graveyards of the children of Israel. It's written in the Bible. It's supposed to make you sad, but you don't know how to get sad, because you know if you according to 24 verse 60, you 1,000,000,000, but you can't find none of your graves. Don't you know it's written why you can't find your graves? Come on, Brother Micaiah, let's go to 8 chapter. That's enough build up. 8 verse 1 of Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. Look what he says in the 8th chapter, pick of verse 1 down to verse 5. Let's enjoy this good meal. What is it?
Okay, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, verse 1 down to 5. Verse 1 reads, at that time, says Yahweh, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Yada, polluted word Judah, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of his priests, and the bones of the seer, in the bones of the habitations of Yada, polluted word Jerusalem, out of their grave. Verse 2. And they should spread them before the sun and the moon, all the hosts of heaven, whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have woke, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They should not be gathered, nor be buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. Verse 3. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places, whether I have driven them, says Yahweh of hosts. Verse 4. Moreover, you
shall say unto them, thus says Yahweh, shall they fall, arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Verse 5. Why then is this people of Yada, polluted word Jerusalem, leading back by a perpetual backslider? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return.
You the man say it? Did you hear what the man said? He was reading. He was reading in 1, 2, and 3. Then he went and showed me what he was talking about. Refused to understand what really not happening to you, see, right? Read again, verse 1, 2, and 3 one more time. Listen, listen on the count. Listen real good what the man is saying. Remember, Jeremiah the seer is speaking from the mouth of Yahweh about what's going to happen to the Israelites, especially Southern Kingdom. Look what he says going to happen in 8, 1, 2, and 3. One more time. One more again.
Okay, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. Verse 1 reads, at polluted word, Judah, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the seers, and the bones of the inhabitants of Yada, polluted word, Jerusalem, out of their grave. Verse 2, and they shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the hosts of heaven, whom they have loved and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered, nor be buried. They shall be for dung of the earth. Verse 3. And the death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whether I have driven them, says Yahweh of hosts.
Hmm. Now, did you hear the prophecy in 1 verse 2? And he's telling you in 3, 4, and 5 exactly something. But he said they're going to, you know, they got big titles called archaeologists. They got all these long titles of grave diggers. You see, it's like the word called textogrammaton. Got big old long words. Why you got such a long word? What does long word mean? Oh, we always talk about the four letters. Now they got a long word called archaeologist. What that those mean? Oh, well, we grave digging. We go and dig up the graves. Then you see this?
Correct.
Keep the graves up. And they spread them out before the sun. See? They go all of the children of the book. They dig your graves up. See, right? And they spread you out until you turn into dome. And not only that, they'll do something else. What they do? A mother, D up Israel, and what else do they do that we can read in 1 Maccabees 3:48? See, here's the part. It's a ministry that got, that we is the world's kryptonite on the real side. Because we know what you want. They can say what they say. Because they know it's a ministry, and that's why they do what they do to this ministry. So this ministry can put the thing on them. That, now, you know who got this long title on them called archaeologists. And then what that supposed to mean? Oh, that don't mean nothing but a grave digger. That's all you is a grave digger. You dig up the bodies of the children of Israel, and you spread them out for the sun. And then what you do in 3:48 of 1 Maccabees? Mother, B, F, Israel, C, Roy. What they do?
In the 1 Maccabees, chapter 3, verse 48.
Yes.
1 Maccabees, chapter 3, verse 48. And laid open the book of the Torah instruction, wherein the nations, the heathens, the Gentiles, had sought to paint the likeness of their image.
You see what they do? You see what they do? Then they'll paint themselves, and they'll paint themselves. They paint themselves for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they'll do. They'll go in and color your book up. That's why you got color books now. You send your baby, right? And then you put the crayons over it. You see what they do for you?
Mm-hmm.
They take you out. Then they paint the likeness of themselves. See, right? In the 1400s, and that was Pope Gregory did for his son. What his name? Caesar Borgia. That what they did. They got it all in Europe, showing you where they paint over you and put them on there.
Mm-hmm.
White. They'll dig the grave up, see, Roy. They'll dig you up and lay you out in the sun, turn to dumb. Everybody that's Israelite descent. These women, people's 1,000,000,000, we can't find none of their graves because the archaeologist digs them all up. Open them up and just let them stand out in the sun, let the sun, them turn to dumb in there. Then they might put Jesse James in one of them somewhere. They go find Jesse James out of the cage, and you put Jesse James in it. Here he is right here. Man, you just transfer that body from the Caucasus Mountain or from the Mount of Esau and put that body in there. You laid us out and let the sun turn to dawn. Let the sun, then you paint over the picture. You see what it is? It is a dead right and see, right? Right there. Jeremiah, not for Jeremiah speaking, and he asked Nehemiah, he said, why are you so sad in Nehemiah 2 verse 3? He said, why should I be sad? Your people take us up out of our graves and lay us for waste. We lie in waste. If you take a body out of a grave and you lay it before the sun, it's going to deteriorate, then you can talk smack and say that's you. You see what I said to you, see, right? Here's what that Jeremiah 1 and verse 2. And you refuse to get behind the 6 anointed camps of Boaz of Jewish life. And we show you what they undid. Showing you that the seer got to find 70 elders of the names of Israel. Not the Latter-day Saints, the WCC, the Catholic Church. No, see, right? But your spirit got to be right. You got to know how to dump the Bible and lay it out and break it down to show who you is. Do we have to read one more time? What we read one more time? In the book of Thomas, young lion, Brother Mackay, we can read the book of Thomas, verse 3, one more time. One more time. Listen to what the man is saying. Yahweh the Son told Thomas, eyeball to eyeball. He said, come here, Thomas. Oh, doubting Thomas. I want you to put something on record. But all one going to bring it out is the 6 anointed camps of bosses of the two Israelites. Look what he says in verse 3. Read it.
The book of Thomas. Verse 3 reads, Yahweh the Son said, if those who led you say to you, see the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known, and you will realize that it is you who are the Son of the Living Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in the prophecy, and it is you who are that prophecy.
So you see, it's already written. See, you don't know yourself, see, right? You think Yahweh gave you a dress code, he gave you a Sabbath day, he gave you feast days, he got you everything for him to start peeping at you. But you refuse to do what the man have told you to do in the book. It was enough dark nations all over the planet to Esau up to Genesis 25:25, we got the first red man called the modern day saint, and WCC, the Catholic Church, they come out of sins of Esau. Now, but when you came up out of Egypt, you had on short miniskirts. And Yahweh took that stuff off and put on a ribbon of blue from God. Because I didn't have looking like the Egyptians, but they had a short miniskirts on with nothing up under the, up nothing up on it. So Yahweh cut you up and put on you some garments with some fringes, but I could recognize you through the fringes, not because of your dark skin, because the whole world was dark in it.
Mm-hmm.
I put a dress code on you with them fringes on.
Mm-hmm.
Told you to, and told you prophecy that if you're going to be in pants, it's an abomination to Yahweh. If you're being addressed, it's an abomination to Yahweh. I put on you what I want for you so I can recognize you. Then I gave you a Sabbath day to bump shoulders with the anointed leaders and be to help yourself, and your loved ones behind you, and you refuse to do so. You see what you do? So that's why we had a stalemate, because y'all was sitting there watching you beat yourself on what I told you, that how I would intervene in the first chapter of Isaiah and give you a double. I'm not giving you no double until I can recognize you in the pages of the book. Put them fringes on and come out your pants. And you men, come out them dresses. And that man said, it won't be the leader of your family. A Yahwali leader of 3712. Of Sarah. So he's not going to intervene until you can be able to go in this book and show who you are and your responsibility in this Bible. Look what he got written in St. John 13:13. What do you got written there that we can read there, Brother Matthias 13, verse 13?
Okay, the book of St. John, chapter 13, verse 13. St. John, chapter 13, verse 13. 13 read. You call me master in Yahweh, and you say, well, for so I am.
He said, you call me that. You call me Yahweh. He said, I am Yahweh. So I am. But when you start doing what I tell you to do, you know my name is Yahweh. But when you gonna get to Yahweh's message and be a doer of Yahweh, you call me Yahweh. I am Yahweh the Son. But you won't be a doer of Yahweh the Son. So you gonna tie my hands with you. And you got a fear in your midst telling you, organize from the pages of the book. The reason why all other nations can claim you, because you never read Jeremiah 8:1-2. You archaeologists taking me up out of the grave and spread me before the sun. Then I turn to dung on the tongue. Now, then you go put Jesse James, Machine Gun Kelly in the grave. You put Machine Gun Kelly in there somewhere now. Then you name now in the grave. Now you got Machine Gun Kelly in there, and you got a Hawthorne in there, the Union leader. You put yourself in there. And you take me out and lay me before the sun. My profile, and that was Nehemiah was saying. He said, "Why not?" I'm saying, "You are spread. You my receptacles lies waste. You are start spreading us out already at the sun, and you start working your plans already." I got to put a rabbit out of hand on that. Let me pull a rabbit out of hand on that one. Look what he gonna say. See, we gonna mute Elder, so don't even bring him up. We gonna mute somebody. It's your radio station. You do what you want to. So, Campo. Now, what I just said again? what I just said again, because WCC said, the elder, you got no return. I got to mute somebody. So we're going to mute him. Well, so what I'm just saying now? Campo, what I just say? Campo.
I didn't catch that.
You didn't catch that because you snoozing. You know, if you snooze, you lose, man. If you snooze, you lose.
There you go. St. John 13.
What's that?
You just read St. John 13:13. And you will pull something from there.
Okay. Well, right now, my stream is it's so got so many got so much hate mail on it right now. But I can't see nobody in that. Yes, like I said again, you know, you have to love and you got to recognize what Yahuwah. See, Yahuwah, this ministry is to pull a cover off on hypocrite. But you don't know how you're gonna bring it out. You just got to bring it up. So now we read 13:13, and we was going somewhere. I don't know where we was going because I got distracted.
Jeremiah 8:1-2.
Huh?
Jeremiah 8:1-2.
Jeremiah. Yeah, we do it. Jeremiah 8:1-2. Give me 14:6. Campo, give me St. John 14:6 a minute. Because he's going to make a statement that we need to hear, but somehow I was getting ready to pull some out before I got distracted from all these messages on him, all these memos on this thing. I can't see them before I got distracted. And I was on something. I don't know what I was on, but he'll see from me right now. But what he says in 14:6?
John 14:6. Yahuwah the Son saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto Yahuwah the Father but by me. Yahuwah the Son.
You see the man's answer. That was a man trying to tell you. He makes it plain to you that, you know, but what we doing, and give me a closing statement there, Campo. Give me Jeremiah 7:8 and a closing statement.
Jeremiah what?
7:8.
Jeremiah.
Chapter 7:8.
Jeremiah 7. Jeremiah 7:8. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit.
What do we do? Campo, what do old Southern Kingdom do?
Trust in lying words that cannot profit.
You see what we do? Man got the order. We got to get out our feelings and do some Bible. Campo, you on the clock. Come on.
Deuteronomy 10:12-15. And I stayed in the mount according to the first time, 40 days and 40 nights. And Yahuwah hearkened unto me at that time, and Yahuwah would not destroy thee. verse 11. And Yahweh said unto me, arise, thy journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. In verse 12, and now Israel, what does Yahweh thy Yahweh require of thee? But to fear Yahweh thy Yahweh, to walk in all his ways, and to love him and to serve him, and Yahweh thy Yahweh with all thy mind and with all thy being. Hallelujah.
All right, that Campo, Leora, Princess Leora Israel, come out of Campo, Detroit, Michigan. Excellent. All right, I tell you what we'll do. We're going to bring our mother in, Mother Z, and she's going to address this national audience, especially the WCC and the Latter-day Saints. We'll address them a little bit. So, Mother Z. First of all, let me meet and greet you one more time, Mother. Yahweh bid you a favor. Yahweh
bless you, dear Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, get in the microphone and talk to this national audience because they got a lot of things on their mind, so maybe a nice, still, calm voice can help straighten them out. You on the clock, come on.
I'm going to read for the national audience tonight Psalms 111, starting at verse 1. Praise ye the Yahweh, I will praise the Yahweh with my whole mind in the assembly of the uprighteous and in the congregation. The works of the Yahweh are great, great signs sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Verse 3, his work is honorable and great, gracious, and his righteousness endureth forever. Verse 4, he has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Yahweh is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will even be merciful of his covenant.
Mindful
of his covenant. Verse 6, he hath shown his people the power of his works, that he might give them the
heritage
of their
heritage of the heathen,
beautiful nations. Verse 7, the works of his hands are gracious and just. Encouragement, all his Torah instruction are sure. Verse 8, they stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprighteous. Verse 9, he sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Righteousness and revenue is his name. Verse 10, the fear of the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and good understanding have all they that do his Torah instruction. His praises endure forever. And I would just like to leave that with the national auditors. tonight for he has shown us his work. We see it each and every day. And his Torah instructions stand forever. And I would just like to say hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Excellent. So we clear that the Bible tells the whole, it tells the story, see, right here. It just, you got to get the spirit right for Yahuwah here to mean. Now, Mother E, in the book of Psalms 134, 1, 2, and 3, backed up with Baruch chapter 4, 36, and 37, says what? Psalms 134, 1, 2, and 3. What do Psalms 134, 1, 2, and 3 say? Then we're going to precept that to Baruch chapter 4, verse 36 and 37. What can I say that, Mother E?
Okay. The book of Psalms, chapter 134, verses 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 134. Wait a minute. Let me get back there. The book of Psalms, chapter 134, verses 1, 2, and 3. Behold, let ye, the Yahuwah, all ye servants of the Yahuwah, which by night stand in the temple of the Yahuwah. Verse 2. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, the temple, and bless the Yahuwah. Verse 3. The Yahuwah that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of thy Judah's polluted vine. Baruch.
Now, hold on. Read that verse 1 again. Now, at 134 verse. See, remember, Yahuwah classes stars in all six locations when the sun go down on Friday to the sun go down on Saturday. Two classes. Look what Yahuwah told David to tell the children of the book in 134 verse 1. Let's see what David speaking according to 2 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3. David is speaking from the mouth of the righteous spirit. Tell you in St. John 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. If you blaspheme against the righteous spirit, you ain't got nothing coming in this world. All the world to come. So when David was speaking, the righteous spirit was speaking through him. And look what he says in 134 verse 1. What did he say that, Mother E?
The book of Psalms, chapter 134, verse 1. Behold, bless you, the Yahuwah, all you servants of the Yahuwah, which by night stand in the temple of Yahuwah.
Ain't that something? He said you blessed if you make your come out of your luxury and get to one of the six locations and stand in the temple of Yahuwah with the elders, the elder mothers, the elder fathers, the dignitaries, you know, the leadership. He said you got a blessing if you do so. But he said it's in the 13th chapter, 8 through 10 of Jeremiah, this is an evil people that refuse to hear my word. He said, you blessed when you do. David was speaking from the mouth of the righteous spirit in 2 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3. He said, when the Sabbath day class come Friday, you blessed when you come to one of the locations and be in that number. That was just it. Read it again, 134, verse 1 again. One more time.
Psalms 134, verse 1. Behold, bless you, the Yahuwah, all you servants of the Yahuwah, which by night stand in the temple of the Yahuwah.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Now, you playing with your own salvation and blessings David was speaking from the mouth of the righteous spirit. The righteous spirit got in his mouth and told David what to say. And that's why David said in 73:17, when I got to the temple, that's when I understood. See, how you think you come up another way and then Yahweh going to deal with you by leaning on your own understanding? That's why the beginning of the lesson, when he first started, he said, the last thing you do, what we do today. Now, we're saying Baruch chapter 4, verse 36 and 37, that mother closing statement, what it say?
The book of Baruch chapter 4, verse 36 and verse 37. Verse 36, O Jerusalem, look about thee towards the east, and behold the joy that cometh unto thee from Yahweh. Verse 37, Lord, the son come whom thou sentest away. They come gathering together from the east to the west by the word of the righteous one, rejoicing in the greatness of Yahweh.
Did you hear what the man is saying? The man is saying your joy when you come together. And he got the provision for you to come together on the Sabbath day on these feast days and follow him. Matter of fact, give me one more, mother. Go to St. John 4, 44 and 45. St. John chapter 4, verse 44 and 45. So he cometh all the keys. We think we can sit there and look behind the curtain and receive Yahweh's word. Disobeying what the minister spirit is saying you got to do. You got to follow what the minister spirit told David. You got to get around the anointed six camps, get in where you fit in at, and rejoice to help yourself, to help your loved one. Put your wicked spirits down to help those that are coming after you, but they won't fall in the trend. We read in Thomas 3, you out of property in the brain. When you know who you are, and who are you is a fringes wearing, and I was thumper, and a getting around the brothers and sisters that's anointed in Yahweh, and getting in where you've been in. Then Yahweh will put the blessing on you. You made it plain. Look what he said in 4, verse 44 and 45. What do you say that, Mother E?
The book of John, chapter 4. Verses 44 and verse 45. Verse 44. For Yahweh the Son himself testified that the seer had no honor in his own country. 45. Then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, at the great feast, for they also went unto the feast.
What they do? They also done what?
Went unto the feast.
Ain't that something? You hear what he's saying? You mean they left their facility and got to the feast? Yeah, see, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's done that. Everybody know what to do. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the man is saying, to get the blessing, you got to come to the six locations. Pick your choice. Where are you 70 miles closer to get there? Keep the feast day. Wear your fringes. Be about thus says Yahweh. Organize. Yahweh go intervene. That what he just said right there. What, read verse 45 one more time in the closing statement of that mother. One more time, verse 45. St. John 4, 45.
Verse 45. Then when he was come in to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen him all the
things that he did at Yahdah Judah, the southern Canaan, at the feast, where they also went unto the feast.
Nah. They also went to the feast. They also went to the feast. Well, Mother, if you can top that, you go right ahead, Mother. Close the statement. You're on the clock. If you can top what you can, if you can top that, hey, I'm gonna put my pen on it. You're on the clock for your closing statement. Come on.
Okay. I'd just like to say thank you and praise Yahweh for the class. Thank you and praise Yahweh for the sphere and for the sisters and the mothers and the brothers participating in the class. I'd just like to say thank you and praise Yahweh for each and every one. And thank you and praise Yahweh for Israel, for all Israel just listening to the class. Thank you and praise Yahweh. Hallelujah.
And your famous words, tell them do what? And hold on. How about your famous
on.
Words? Mother.
Hold on until the end. Don't give up. Hold on.
Excellent. Hold on, give up. Can you hear the mother trying to tell you, listen, we got to put down the wicked mindset we have and see, do we line up with the Bible to help ourselves and those who come in contact with us? Yahweh the Son said follow him. The people follow him. Matter of fact, I got to get a precept on that, Mother D.F. Israel. We're going to the 13th chapter, verse 42 of the book called Acts. I want to find out something. See, it's written on the right side of the book what we got to do to come out of this poverty. Let's read a little bit more, G.F. Israel. Let's go to Acts chapter 13, and we'll pick up verse 42. Let's see what it says.
Acts chapter 13, verse 42.
Mm-hmm.
And when Yahdah Judah were gone out of the temple, the Gentiles besought that these words might be taught to them the next Sabbath day, the 10 Northern Tribes. Verse 43, now when the congregation was broke up, many of Yahdah Judah and religious proselytes, followed Paul and Barnabas, who speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the mercy of Yahweh. Verse 44. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of Yahweh.
Wait a minute. Hold on, mother.
The next Sabbath day.
What happened the next Sabbath day that we can read?
Came almost the whole city together to hear the word of Yahweh.
Ain't that something? You mean the whole on the right side of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And what it says in verse 43?
Acts 13:43. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of Yahdah Judah and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas.
Good, right there. So we find out that Yahdah Judah took the lead. They was already in there. They knew to come to the temple site. They was already there. But then the northern kingdom got all scattered every direction. Now he was trying to bring them back in. And once they started hearing that you're not Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, and and all these old weird names and all this kind of stuff, and you got to take off them days of dues and put your princes back on. And they understood that thing. Then the next Saturday, what happened the next Saturday, verse 44?
Acts 13:44. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of Yahweh.
Together. So precept that to Revelation 21. Let's pick it up at verse 21 to 27. Let's precept that, Mother. Let's go to end time prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's run to the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. And we're speaking around about verse 21. Let's see what we can get out of there.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gates was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Well, yeah, right.
22.
I'll tell you what.
And
I'll tell you what. Hold on. Back up to verse 14. Back to 14.
Revelation 21:14.
Mm-hmm. Now, my verse 12. Pick up verse 12. Yeah. Let's start at verse 12. 21:12.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 12. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates. And at the gate, 12 ministering spirits, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Verse 14.
And the walls of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
So again, understand one thing. Modern day saints, the Catholic Church, Christians, there's no gates for you. See, we've got to understand, ain't no gates for you. Now, we read the end time prophecy. So if you don't come up on the 12 tribes of Israel, you ain't got nothing coming. There's right there. But you do got something coming if you obey the 12 gates.
Mm-hmm.
Look at verse 22.
Verse 22. Revelation 21:22. And I saw no temple therein for Yahweh Almighty, and the Lamb, Yahweh Almighty the Father, and Yahweh the Lamb are the temple of it.
Well, we found out one thing. When it's all said and done, the Father and Son going to be back here on earth, and the 12 tribes of Israel going to have their gates, and the big apostles and members of the Spirit going to be. And remember, you got to come through these 12 gates. I mean, you know, so you out of poverty where you understand these things. So all these religious titles that they have, they got to come through one of these gates. So they got to have their mind right. That's why we know they're going to take it out of 22 out of verse 27, the closing statement, 27.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 22 to 27.
Make it 23.
Verse 23. And the city had no need of the sun, S-U-N, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the greatness of Yahweh did lighten it, and the Lamb, Yahweh the Son, is the light thereof. 24. and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their honor and honor unto it. 25. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. 26. And they shall bring the honor and honor of the nations into it. 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb book of life.
Yeah. Wow. That means if you abominable anything that's contrary to this book, you're not getting in. And in a nation that is not abominable, they're going to get in. But they got a role to play for the 12 tribes of Israel. You see that? So if you're abominable, you ain't getting in. But the nations that do make it in, Moab, Ammon, Esau, you're going to have your spirit right. So we know the WCC and the latter day saints, they want to get their spirit right. They're going to have to recognize the times of time because you ain't getting in. Anything abominable, you ain't getting in. That's what we just got to read. So, Mother, dear of Israel, what's your closing statement behind that?
I want to read Revelations 22, verse 12 and 13. 22:12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man or woman according as their work shall be. Verse 13. I am Yahweh. I am Yahweh the Son, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his Torah instructions, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gate to the city. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua.
That's big talk right there. Hallelujah, qua there, Mo. Now, Brother Micaiah, let's read a little prophecy on that, because I'm telling you something. See, the whole world will have to come clean sooner or later. I mean, if you not dump some Bible in Isaiah 14, 1 through 7, 21, it tells us something. What do it say? Brother Micaiah, young man, what it says in the 14th chapter, 1 through 7 of Isaiah in verse 21.
Okay. Book of Isaiah, on the chapter 14, reading verses 1 through 7. Verse chapter 14, verse 1 reads, for Yahweh will have mercy on Israel, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land, and the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the family of Israel. Verse 2, and the people shall take them, and bring them to their place, and the family of Israel shall possess them in the land of Yahweh, for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captive, whose captivity they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. Verse 3, and it shall come to pass in the day that Yahweh shall give you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and from your hard bondage wherein you was made to serve. Verse 4, that you shall take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, Esau and his five sons, and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? Verse 5, Yahweh hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the ruler. Verse 6, he who smote the people in wrath
with a continual stroke. He that rules the nation in anger is prosecuted and none hindered. Verse 7, is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into spring.
21.
Verse 21. Prepare slaughter for his children, for the sin of their father, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with sin.
So what are you saying, Brother Micaiah, that verse 2 did not say? That means if the other nation do make it to eternal life and being saved, what is the position that they got to look for in verse 2? According to 14, verse 2. So if you do make it, modern-day saints, Latter-day Saints, the Catholic Church, and the WCC, world, and the Christian, if you do make it, look at verse 2, what verse 2 say.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, and the people shall take them and bring them in their place. And the family of Israel shall possess them in the land of Yahweh for servants and handmaids. They shall take them captive, whose captivity they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors.
So is young line, is that understood? If the other nations do make it, they got a position. Now, what is their position that we can read according to verse 2? If they make it, if they make it, what do their status be according to verse 2?
According to the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 2, it says that they would be servants and handmaids to the children of Israel.
That's what the book say?
That's what the book says and reads very plainly.
So in the 25th chapter of Leviticus, I mean, that story was told. Isaiah had to pull that verse. So now, we got to make it plain that we can't make no moves with the other nation because we know how to end this thing going to be. And you beating yourself by trying to hook up with them according to debasing and sit around and eat and drinking, because the Bible don't support none of that. So the Bible just supports exactly how it's going to be. And that verse was pulled from Leviticus 25 there, Brother Micaiah. And we go on and read exactly where that verse was pulled from in 25, verse 1. And then we're going to skip down to verse 45 and 46. Let's see what's going on and what's going on that we can read. Leviticus 25, verse 1, skip down to 45 and 46. What does it say?
Book of Leviticus, chapter 25, reading verse 1, verses 45 and 46. Verse 1 reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, verse 45, moreover, of the children of the strangers that do so journey among you, of them shall you buy, and of their families that are with you, which they beget in your land, and they shall be your possession. And you shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondmen forever. But over your brethren, the family of Israel, you shall not rule one over another with rigor.
Ain't that something? You mean this Bible saying that? How in the world did... Hey, break that down, Brother Micaiah. I mean, you read a bombshell, Brother Micaiah. What? You mean the other nations, they have to be told, okay, all right, some of you gonna make it. But is you ready for what the book said your position is to be?
Mm-hmm.
45 and 46, what is their position if they do make it that we can read? What it say?
Okay, the book of Leviticus 5, reading verses 45 and 46. Verse 45 reads, if they make it, moreover, of the children of the strangers that do so journey among you. Of them shall you buy, and of the families that are with you, which they begot in your land, and they shall be your possession. Verse 46, and you shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondmen forever. But over your brothers, the family of Israel, you shall not rule one over another with rigor.
I wonder why ain't nobody never taught on this. I wonder why they don't read this one here. If you do make it, you know, to be in the everlasting, is you ready to accept your responsibility? That way you can read. Let's go to Isaiah 49, verse 22 and 23. See, somebody got to tell this story. Somebody got to read the Bible to the other nations. The one that makes dough to you around the corner. Yeah, if you do make it, this is your position that we can read. What it say in Isaiah 49, 22 and 23?
Okay. The book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 22 and verse 23. 22 reads, thus says Yahuwah, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring your sons in their armies, and your daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. Verse 23, the king shall be your nursing father, and their queen, your nursing mother. They shall bow down to you with their face toward the earth and lick up the dust of your feet. And you shall know that I am Yahuwah, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me.
You hear the man saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if they do make it, what they're going to be doing in the kingdom, according to verse 43. I mean, well, 23. What if they make it to the kingdom, any other nation, what is they going to be doing that you can read in verse 23?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 23. If any of the other nations make it, shall be your nursing father and their queen, your nursing mother. They shall bow down to you with their face towards the earth and lick up the dust of your feet, and you shall know that I am Yahuwah, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me.
So a lot of nations, you might well gonna get ready to get a rehearsal going on. I mean, you see what's written there? You can't get a little rehearsal when we get our act together. You might well get a rehearsal before the kingdom everlasting comes. You can get a rehearsal according to 22 and 23. It's a rehearsal
mm-hmm.
for you. See? Get mm-hmm. it right now. So now you just let them read 22 and 23. Say, you ready to go into rehearsal? What you mean rehearsal? Well, what do we say in 22 and 23? You ready to, you know, get yourself buckled up, buttercup for some of this? Let's go to Isaiah 60 and pick it up at verse number 11 down to 16. See, the Bible tells a story, but when we going to tell the story? Look what it says right here in the 60th chapter of Isaiah, verse 11 down to verse 16.
Isaiah chapter 60, 11 to 16. Verse 11 reads, therefore your gates shall be open continually.
Go ahead and pick up verse 10. You might want to make it sound good.
All right. Picking it up at verse 10, Isaiah 60, chapter 10 down to 16. Chapter 60, verses 10 down to 16. Verse 10 reads, and the sons of strangers shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister unto you. For in my favor, have I had mercy on you. Verse 11. Therefore, your gates should be open continually. They should not be shut day nor night, that man may bring unto you the forces of the Gentiles, the nations, the heathen, and that their kings may be brought. Verse 12, for the nations and kingdoms that will not serve you shall perish, yet those nations shall be utterly wasted. The greatness of the honor of Lebanon shall come unto you, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my temple. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. Verse 14, the sons also of them that afflicted you shall come bending unto you, and all they that despise you shall bow themselves down at the soles of your feet, and they shall call you the city of Yahuwah. Yada, polluted word, Judah, of the righteous one of Israel. Verse 15, whereas you has been forsaken and hated so that no man went through you, I will make you an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Verse 16, you shall also suck the milk of the heathens, the nations, the Gentiles, shall know that I, Yahuwah, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel.
Read Thomas 3 again. Mm-hmm. Read the book of Thomas one more time, verse 3.
The book of Thomas, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, Yahuwah the Son said, if those who led you say to you, if those who lead you say to you, see the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known, and you will realize that it is you who are the sons of the living Father. But if you will not know yourself, dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
You see the man saying? See the man telling you. So in Psalms, in the 50th chapter, verse 16, down to verse 23, in the closing statement there, Brother Micaiah, young lion, that's excellent. So he's telling you, see, you don't know yourself. You don't know you're the congregation of Yahuwah. And you got all these good things coming to you when you get in order. And all you supposed to tell other nations, you want to give a little practice here now? What you mean, practice right now? Let's read the Bible and show you how it's going to be in advance, some end-time prophecy. You know, they say they want to hear some end-time prophecy, so you just heard some end-time prophecy. Oh, how it's going to be when the dust all settled in and what you're going to be doing to the dust on the feast of the Israelites. See, hey, you want to hear some end-time prophecy about the latest news, you just heard it. So that's how it's going to be, see, right here. Now look what it says in Psalms chapter 50, verse 16, down verse 23 in the closing statement.
Okay, the book of Psalms, chapter 50. Okay, verse 16 down to 23. Verse 16 reads, but unto the wicked, Yahuwah said, what hast you to do to declare my Torah instructions, or that you should take my covenant in your mouth? Verse 17, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you. When you saw a thief, then you consented with him and had been partaker with adulterers. Verse 19, you gave your mouth to evil, and your tongue framed deceit. Verse 20, you sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. Verse 21, these things has you done, and I kept silent. You thought one as yourself, but I will reprove you and set them in order before your eyes. Verse 22. Now consider this, you that forget Yahuwah, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Verse 23. Whoso offers praise, hallelujah, Yahuwah, honored me, and to him that ordered his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of Yahuwah.
You mean that Bible says all that?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the Bible says all that what we just got to, and they want to hear end time prophecy? Well, you just heard some end time prophecy. How it's going to be, whether you like it or not, but I love every minute I just got through here. Brother Micaiah, you're online until we do the top part of the Sabbath day. The closing is on you. Take your time, and I'm all happy behind this lesson on tape 78. You on the clock for your close. Come on.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. I thank Yahuwah, the Son, to Yahuwah, the Father, for allowing me to have another blessed day to read and learn his word through the seer, through seer Israel, seer of C. Roy. I thank Yahuwah for my wife, the children that have given me to raise up for him. I thank Yahuwah for the elders, for the mothers, for the brothers and sisters, that's all in B-O-T-T-Y in the six anointed count. And I want to read Book of Psalms, chapter 73, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, until I went into the temple of Yahuwah, then understood I therein. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Excellent. Well, you might want to throw in St. John 5:14 on that, Brother Micaiah.
All right. St. John 5:14. The book of St. John. We're in chapter 5. We're going to read verse 14. Verse 14 reads, afterwards, Yahuwah the Son find him in the temple and said unto him, behold, you are made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Now, precept that to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9, and 10. Precept that to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9, and 10. Listen real good, those that got ear to hear.
9 and verse 10. Verse 9 reads, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahuwah? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Verse 10, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor rivalers, nor, stumbling over this word, nor extortioners, extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of Yahuwah.
21:27 of Revelation.
Going to the book of Revelation, chapter 21:27. Verse 27 reads, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever work abomination or make a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb, Yahuwah the Son, book of life.
It's nothing to say on page 78, but top part of the Sabbath day is only hours away. And you hear the man saying, Latter-day Saints, you hear the man saying, the Christian church, you hear the man saying,